stilettos of irresistibly penetrant energy, which not even a Q-type helix could withstand. Through screens, through wall shields, and through metal, they hurtled in a space of time almost too brief to be measured. Then, before each beam expired, it was swung a little, so that the victim was literally split apart or carved into sections. Performance exceeded by far that of the hastily improvised weapon which had so easily destroyed the heavy cruisers of the patrol. In fact, it checked almost exactly with the theoretical figure of the designers. As the first 8 beams winked out, 8 more came into being, then 5 more, and meanwhile, the mighty secondaries were sweeping the heavens with full aperture cones of destruction. Metal meant no more to those rays than did organic material. Everything solid or liquid whiffed into vapor and disappeared. The Dauntless lay alone in the sky of that new world. Marvelous! Wonderful! The thought beat into Kinnison's brain as soon as he re-established rapport with the being so far below. We have recalled our ships. Will you please come down to our spaceport at once so that we can put into execution a plan which has been long in preparation?
As soon as your ships are down, the Tellurian acquiesced. Not sooner, as your landing conventions are doubtless very unlike our own, and we do not wish to cause disaster. Give me the word when your field is entirely clear.
That word came soon, and Kinnison nodded to the pilots. Once more inertialess, the Dauntless shot downward, deep in its atmosphere, before her inertia was restored. Rematching velocity this time was a simple matter, and upon the towering, powerfully resilient pillars of her landing jets, the inconceivable mass of the Tellurian ship of war settled down toward the ground, as lightly seeming as a wafted thistledown.
Their cradles wouldn't fit us, of course, even if they were big enough, which they aren't by half, Schermerhorn commented. Where do they want us to put her?
Anywhere, they say, the lensman answered. But we don't want to take that too literally. Without a solid dock, she'll make an awful hole wherever we set her down. Won't hurt her any. She's designed for it. We couldn't expect to find cradles to fit her anywhere except on Tellus.
I'd say to lay her down on her belly, over there in that corner, out of the way. As close to that big hangar as you can work, without blasting it out with your jets.
As Kinnison had intimated, the lightness of the vessel was indeed only seeming. Superbly and effortlessly the big boat seeped downward into the designated corner, but when she touched the pavement, she did not stop. Still easily, and without jar or jolt, she settled, a full 20 feet into the concrete, reinforcing steel and hard-packed earth of the field before she came to a halt.
What a monster! Who are they? Where could they have come from?
Kinnison caught a confusion of startled thoughts as the real size and mass of the visitor became apparent to the natives. Then again came the clear thought of the officer.